Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the brand new Odyssey app. Coming up in a bit, I'll continue to review 80s movies that I've never seen before. But right now, let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by one of my favorite guests of the week. He is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, how's it going?
Hi, Carrington.
Denny, I've been watching 80s movies here over the last couple of weeks, movies I haven't seen before. I just watched Princess Bride today for the first time. What are some of your favorite movies from the 80s?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. That was the 70s, I think, but it was good enough to go into the 80s. That's probably my favorite one.
I don't think I've ever asked you about baseball movies. What are some baseball movies that you really like?
Oh, The Natural's good. Major League is good. There's a bunch of those that are pretty well done. But you think back to some of the older movies, the Babe Ruth story and Lou Gehrig, and those were not done quite as well as the more modern movies, but instructive nonetheless and interesting. I think Gary Cooper played Lou Gehrig, William Bendix played Babe Ruth, and William Bendix didn't look any more like Babe Ruth than I do, but they made it work.
Denny, it pains me to ask you this question because we've talked about this player in a Royals uniform for some time, but I feel like we are at the end with Wade Davis. He has had a storied career. He should go straight into the Royals Hall of Fame. I wouldn't mind if they put his picture in the Royals Hall of Fame right next to your picture in the Royals Hall of Fame. But in terms of him,
I wouldn't mind that either. That'd be pretty good. But, it's been a struggle, and I wonder if he's 100%. And, of course, they have the option of putting him on the list and then maybe doing a rehab in AAA. That's an option. But, it's no secret that it's really been a tough go for him.
So what do you do if you're the Royals? Because obviously he's a fan favorite. You know the history he has with this organization. I'm sure that Dayton is very fond of him. What do you do? Because they've tried to kind of move away from putting him in high-leverage situations, but you don't even trust him in low-leverage situations at this point. What exactly do you do with a player like Wade Davis, given his history with the organization?
Yeah, well, I mentioned just a second ago, you've got one option there. Well, first of all, is he 100%? And then you have to determine that. If so, put him in AAA, see if he can work something out. If not, then you're pretty much out of options. But that's kind of where I'd go. That'd be the path that I would take.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Speaking of Hall of Fame, Salvador Perez right now is leading catchers once again at his position. Do you think there's a chance that one day Salvi is with you in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame?
Possible. He's going to have to play a few more years and productively. But, he's headed in that direction. Now, can he sustain it? And that'd be the big question. But right now he's on the outside looking in, but he's still got a ways to go, hopefully, if he can stay healthy, put together some good years, some good productive years over the next four or five. Well, I'd say he has a legit shot.
I just look at his position and the dominance that he's had in the position. I'm with you in terms of longevity. I understand the importance of it, but we're talking about a guy who has been one of the three best players at his position now for 7-8 years at this point. He's getting real close to that, almost having a strong decade of dominance at the catcher position, which, as you know, Denny, is a really hard position to dominate.
Oh, without question. It's two jobs, really. It's offense and defense. And you really, to be good at that position, you have to separate the two. And if you have a catcher who's very good defensively, understands the pitching staff, and contributes offensively, why, you've really got a gold mine. And I think historically, catchers who have good offensive abilities and good offensive numbers, they're always slacking off in the second half of the season, and that's understandable. And that's where it's really tough. And to sustain that from, let's say, the All-Star break until the end of the season is pretty difficult, because you get the daylight speed out of you back there, and all you have to do is ask Mike Matheny about that. But, yeah, it's a tough job. That's why a lot of people would rather pitch or rather play the infield or outfield. But, yeah, catching, if you're good at that position, why, you're gold, and you're going to have a spot on a Major League Baseball team.
Talking about toughness in kind of keeping that level of excellence, Whit Merrifield isn't having the same typical season that he's had. Is that just the ebbs and flows of baseball? Are you noticing something? What's going on with Whit?
Yeah, I think you're right. Ebbs and flows of baseball, and that's the game. He's still good. He still works hard. But guys are going to have off years. Let's say an off year meaning from their normal numbers. But, yeah, it's a tough go, too, because once you get into the middle of the season, like if you're hitting, let's say, 246, well, it's very difficult. It takes a long time, and you have to be good for quite some time to get your average, let's say, up to 290, 295. And the average just fluctuates so much in the first 6 weeks, but now they're at that point where if you're at a number, why, it's going to take a while to move it one way or the other.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, here for a couple of more minutes. Jackson Kowar started this weekend. The start didn't really go as people would anticipate. He's had a couple of rough outings so far. I was reading a story a couple of days ago, and it said right now the gap between AAA and majors is maybe the widest gap that it's ever seen before because of everything that's happened over the last year and a half, and just minor league baseball hasn't been normal. What are you seeing with these young pitchers that are coming up and having and struggling early on?
Well, and it's not unusual for that to happen. Every once in a while, you get a guy that comes to the big leagues. Usually his first, maybe second outing are pretty good, and then the league catches up. But if you start out poorly, why, you only have one way to go. But the ability is there. His maybe mental approach hasn't quite caught up to his physical ability, and once it all blends together, then you've got a viable big league pitcher. So and everybody's timetable is different. I've been saying that forever. Some guys get to the big leagues and they make an impact right away and they keep getting better. Some guys get to the big leagues, they find that they're in over their heads, they go back to the minor leagues. We've got a long list of Royals players who have that happened to them. Let's start with George Brett. Let's go to Moustakas. Let's go to Alex Gordon. And they all hit rough spots early and went to the minor leagues, corrected, got more confidence, came back to the big leagues, and they were on their way. So, yeah, it happens a lot, and I'm not alarmed by it because you see the physical ability is there.
Denny, it's funny you say that. We had a guest on a couple of days ago, and we were talking about Whit Jr. and Jackson Kowar and Nick Prado and all of the young guys who were coming up, and he made the very obvious point about Mike Trout. Like, Mike Trout even struggled the first time that he came up in the majors, and then obviously he went down, he came back, and he's become one of the greatest players in the history of baseball. What's happening with Jackson Kowar and Brady Singer and some of these guys? Daniel Lynch probably is a better example. It's not that unique for you to struggle whenever you come up finally to the big leagues.
No, and you pointed out that there's more of a difference now between the minor leagues, specifically AA and AAA, and the big leagues. So, yeah, why would you expect somebody just to come up and shoot lights out right away and just keep taking off from there? It's an adjustment. It's a huge adjustment because now you're competing against the best players in the world, and you got to find your way. You got to prove to yourself, first and foremost, you prove to yourself that you can play on that level. Then you have to identify for yourself what type of player you are and how you can contribute to the team. And once you do that, once you're accepted by your teammates, the manager, and everybody else involved, then you're a big leaguer. And then you work hard to keep getting better and better. And if you get better, the team gets better. One of three things happens when a player gets to the big leagues, right? He gets better, he gets worse, or he stays the same. Well, two of the three aren't going to help you too much individually or team-wise. But if you got a player who has great ability, gets to the big league, settles in, is accepted, gets better and better, why, then he's on his way and so is the team.
Denny, I've talked enough baseball with you to know that one of your sayings is sometimes it's not who you play, but when you play them. That sometimes you just catch a team at a right time and the momentum is in your favor, and it doesn't matter the scenarios, you're going to play well. I kind of feel like every time the Royals play the Tigers, that's a series that they should win. This should be a team that they're further along in the process than. This is a team I think they have more talent than. I expect every time the Royals and Tigers match up, that's a series I hold the Royals in. This is a series that they should win.
I think that's fair, and you're right. It's who you play, but how are they playing when you play them? And how are you playing when you play them? So all that adds up to who's going to win the series. But you're right. I think there's teams that the Royals should be able to handle, and I think Detroit is one of them.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. Denny, always good talking baseball with you. I appreciate you hopping on with us.
Glad to do it, Carrington. Look forward to next week.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.